In the 1960s, Mount Eustis was where lots of kids learned to ski.
Once you reached a certain age, your parents would usually dump you off. You'd spend the whole day there.
That's Ron LaHoot.
It was booming. I mean, the place was packed, and there was a snack bar, and that was also a big deal to see if you could get a couple bucks out of your parents so you could get hot chocolate. And
but in the 80s, Mount Eustis closed, the victim of problems ranging from a couple of winters without much snow to concerns about insurance. Dave Harkless didn't grow up in Littleton, so he never skied on Mount Eustis. But one day, he had this idea.
You know, literally 3 years ago, snowshoed to the top of the hill and was sitting up there, and I'd been using this hill for a number of years and nobody else was using it, and I just thought it was a big waste.
So Harkless began working with other businessmen and volunteers to get Mount Eustis going again, hoping to provide a convenient and inexpensive place for kids to ski. There were a series of fundraisers.
Thank you, sir, very much. Appreciate that.
Hundreds and hundreds of hours were spent on working, including clearing the slope.
Going to head up the lift line, up the rope tow line, and kind of knock down
last
some of those
Thursday,
stumps a little bit.
With a strong wind and the temperature just above zero, Dave Harkless and several other volunteers were at Mount Eustis, hard at work.
You know, if I realized how much it was going to take to make this happen, I probably wouldn't have done that, but most people say that about big projects like this.
But Saturday, they were finished. There was the hill and a rope tow and great anticipation from kids, including 9-year-old Macy Adams of Littleton.
Well, I think it's really cool that we can finally say that we have our own ski hill again.
And then the kids were off, zooming down the hill, some launching off a short jump, as many kids will do. Kids can ski there for a suggested donation of $5 a day, Harkless says.
It's donation only, so if somebody doesn't have any money and they want to ski, they'll be able to ski here.
Laura McCarthy is the ski coach at Littleton High School.
It just brings affordable skiing to local youth.
For George Lewis, it was putting on the Wayback Machine. In 1938, his father, Wilson, used a team of horses to pull a huge engine to the base of Mount Eustis, setting up a rope tow.
It's just wonderful, you know, what the town has done and what this group of people have done.
Mount Eustis is the second community ski slope in the North Country to make a comeback. Near Lancaster, Mount Prospect was revived in 2009. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.